7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No, pay no attention. No attention to the chromatic mendacity that we start with every single day. Because the actual time is 1930 UTC, and you and I both know that that means it's time to begin. The do Yeah, Dubious Goals Committee. That's a thing. Dubious Goals Committee is a very important thing in my life. Who am I, do you ask? Is that what I'm hearing out there? Yes, of course. Who are you, weird person? My name is Tobe. I pour tea. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And you might be wondering, what kind of tea am I drinking today? Well, oh, it's good. Oh, so delicious. Oh, yeah. Rock and roll. Good stuff. I'm drinking Gingin May again. Can't get enough of it. I thought I might go on a Gingin May drinking spree. One more. Oh, it's good. It's so good. Oh. Yes, I think this is giving me the power that I need, the power that I require to get out of the car. Because I am obsessed with owls. Not sure how this happened. Well, of course I'm sure I know how it happens, because I saw some owls and I kept seeing owls, and so now I'm obsessed with owls, and so now I'm down at the creek and it's a really nice day for it. It was supposed to be hot and crappy again today, but it's actually really overcast and cool-ish. And did I just feel a raindrop on my head? Yes, I did. I just felt another one. Okay, so yeah, it might be raining. Here's another funny thing. I actually came down to the creek a total of 3 times yesterday. I went back, you know, obviously we were down here for Dubious Goals Committee, and then I went back in the early evening after I ate lunch, and I came back at about 8:30 p.m. Every time I was down here, I saw multiple owls. And one of the times I was down here, I saw a baby marmot. I saw a baby marmot going into that den where we saw that big marmot who was on the tree a couple of days ago. Yeah. So I saw a lot of owls yesterday and marmots. And I also found some golf balls yesterday. A couple of pinks, a red, and some yellows. Yeah, one red, 2 pinks, 3 yellows. But one of the yellows was very significant. It was down in the water. I had to use a stick to get it out. And I wasn't going to, but as soon as I moved it, I noticed something weird. There was something weird printed on it. I got the ball out, and it is an emoji ball. It is an emoji brand golf ball. It's an emoji one. It's yellow. The emoji logo is written in red. There's a Mott. There's Motti. Oh, I couldn't tell which one it was. All I could see was moving leaves and sticks. It was probably a baby over there by the den. Wait. Oh. Is that him, or am I seeing a squirrel that's by the marmot den? You know what? I take it all back. That's just a regular squirrel near the tree where the marmots live. Well, we don't need any of that. Rain is coming down a little bit more steady now. As I enter the canopy, gotta start looking for owls now. And what have we learned? Don't look up when we're in this position, look down. Right, so that emoji ball, it's got eyes on it and a mouth. Full color printing, looks just like the emoji, and it's an emoji golf ball. Okay, it's really starting to rain. I can hear rain sounds, but I don't hear any owl sounds. When I was down here last night, on the latest trip, when I was down here at about dusk, we're heading down into the creek. I heard owls talking, and they weren't just doing their hoot, hoot, hoot sounds at each other. They were. But they were also doing this funny little scree, scree. Except it was not just scree, it was like sweet, sweet, see. It was a very interesting sound. And when I was down here last night, one owl, the guy that's getting used to me being down here, he just sat and watched me dig golf balls out of the water. And he was up in the tree, not very far away. I found a pink up in the ravine. So I went into the ravine and I grabbed some of the white balls and I threw them down into the creek for somebody else to find. Are they all still here? Yes, they are. Okay. Are those leaves over there? Or are those golf balls? There might be a green. I see golf balls in the water. I think I see a green and a yellow. Don't need the green unless it's another emoji ball. I mean, I don't need the yellow unless it's another emoji ball. But I do need the green. So I'm looking up. I'm looking up into trees, looking into the spots where my owls normally are. I'm not immediately seeing any. Which is weird, because, you know, the last few times, I mean, anymore, I could just come down here whenever I want and just spot owls. I am not, however, spotting any right now. But there's another white golf ball just laying right here. How many white golf balls can I see from here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14, 15, 16, and there's probably some more. But now let's get down in there. You know what just else occurred to me? If it's starting to rain, maybe I shouldn't be down here. Because this is the watershed for this entire neighborhood. And all the water will come down into here and then try to kill me. Do I need water killing me? No, I don't. What I need is a stick. And I need this stick. This is the new stick. It's nice and long. It's 2.5 meters long. There is somebody golfing. I just heard somebody hit a ball. And there is a green that I need to have. But first we're going to roll the yellow. It looks like it's just a Srixon, so we don't really need to get it. But I do need this green. It's 2 meters away in the water. It's in about 15 centimeters worth of water, and I'm managing to get it closer. It is now 1 meter away. Come on. Oh, now it's stuck. Get out of that little hole. There we go. Continuing to make progress here. Progress, progress, progress. La-di-da-da-di-di-da. It's now somewhere where I can grab it. All right, I'm going to just nudge this yellow again to see if I can convince myself that I don't need it. If I can lift it up with just the little fork that's on the end of the stick, I'll take it. But if it doesn't, nope, I'm spending too much effort on a yellow ball. Don't need it. Don't bother, Tobe. Put the stick back. Put the stick back on the bank. Okay. I have returned the stick. I am now picking up the green ball. And it is a Callaway. Callaway number 3. So I'm going to walk up here to this little area where it's easier to wash golf balls off. Because down in the creek where the Mati men meet, the golf ball washing machines in play wash by numbers. There's no golf ball washers down here, so you have to wash the water, the golf balls in the creek. And this one's going to be good. It's got some dirt on it. Needs a little bit better cleaning. But it's good the way it is. There's no gouges in it. There's no... Wait a minute. What's that over there? Is that a leaf? Is that a green leaf in the water? Or is that another green golf ball? That's another green golf ball. It's in the deep water. Somebody's been down here digging. I don't see footprints. There's just digging. There's been a Mati or something digging around here. All right, green golf ball day. Gonna put this one in my pocket now that it's, well, dried off. No, not quite. Gotta go back, get the stick. Got the stick. Something very loud is driving on the golf course. Can't imagine what that machine is. Now, how are we going to get to this golf ball? I have to stand in all this loose dirt and mud that's been dug. Probably been digging by marmot. Yep, here's marmot tracks on the sandbar right here. This is another green Callaway, it looks like. And we gotta get it. It's in deeper water, 30 centimeters of water. But the bottom is... Okay, I lost it. Wait. No, I think I can feel it on the end of the stick. Yes. And I'm starting to be able to see it again. This stick is difficult to manipulate. Okay, that was a good move, Tobe. Okay, the ball's getting closer. Not closer to me, but it's getting closer to the edge of the bank where I might be able to grab it. Nope, I gotta move. I gotta move because it's rolling back down. Oh, that's a soft spot in the mud. Not good. Okay, this is gonna be tricky. We probably need a different stick. But I want this golf ball. I want this green. This better be a green and not be a yellow. Ah, damn it. Come on. It's the stick. This stick is too big now. I cannot manipulate the stick properly and retrieve the golf ball. So I will return to the stick to its storage spot. What is this god-awful loud machine up here? Something's making a hell of a racket. And I need a smaller stick, not that one. Tobe looks for a stick. I don't want to climb back up onto the bank. Can I just bend over and grab that damn ball? No, I'm going to have to kneel down on the ground. And there's nowhere to kneel. The ball is so close. And yet, so far. Okay. Looks like we're going to have to go back up on the bank to find a new stick. Great, which means we have to then slide back down the bank. This is never safe. Ugh. Okay, back up on the bank. Need a shorter stick. Looking for sticks. How about this? That one's worthless. How about this one? Yeah, a distinct possibility. Okay, so back down into sliding back down into the creek bed. walking back across the sandbar over to the deep water area with the new stick and stick in the water. Ball coming out. Come on. Okay, this stick is not the right shape. Maybe because I'm a good monkey, I can make it work anyway. I've got the ball right. The edge of the damn bank, it won't come up. Get up here, you damn... This is starting to make my arms hurt. And it's starting to make me react. This is not good, but we're getting this damn ball. Get over. If I have to hit... There we go. God damn it. All right, throwing the stick back onto the bank. And it is, in fact, a green callaway. Oh, yay. Take it over to the golf ball washing area. Start washing it off. Oh, and it's in pretty good shape. It's not even that dirty. It is a callaway number 2. It's green. Wait. What was the first one? Tobe reaches into his pocket to grab the other golf ball, which is a Callaway number 3. So we've got a 2 and a 3, which would lead me to believe that somebody playing with green golf balls was on hole number 2, or whatever hole that is up there. Knocked one green golf ball into the creek, the number 2, and then had to go grab another golf ball, a new golf ball, out of the package, number 3, and then drove that into the creek. Then had to get a new golf ball, the number 4, and actually managed to get that one on the green. So what happened to golf ball number 1? Well, I'm starting to wonder that myself, and I realize that if we walk downstream, maybe we can find it. After all, maybe they lost it on an earlier hole. Maybe they lost their first green ball on the first hole. And the golf ball's down in the creek, somewhere downstream. All right, I'm back up on the bank. I'm going to put the golf balls in my pocket. Got 2 greens today. That's good. That's good. Green is kind of rare. We only have a total of, 5 green balls? Well, now we have 7. Plus, we have the green Strixon that was chopped in half by the lawnmower, which is, a conversation piece more than anything. Ugh. All right. I've come to one of my little owl spotting vantage points. I'm looking for owls. Where's my owls? I do not see any owls today. So I'm wondering, should we go downstream? It's starting to rain again. I'm getting dripped on. I get the feeling that all my owls are probably sheltering from the rain. Should I be doing the same thing? Well, I'm not an owl, for one. So I don't know how important that is. I am waterproof. But I'm also noticing that there's no good place to cross here. The rain is creating some rivulets over here, and now the water's a little bit higher there. There's no good place to step. I don't see any owls down there. Wow, I'm really getting wet now. Okay, starting to get super damp. That's fine. Maybe I'll just try to move back under some heavier canopy here. Yeah, this might be helping. I don't know. I'm just glad I have 2 green golf balls. The emoji ball is very strange. I kind of like it, but it's also kind of goofy. I mean, it's not a true, colored golf ball like I'm obsessed with. It's more of a novelty golf ball. So I sort of put it with my other sort of novelty golf balls, which are the soccer ball golf balls and that two-tone golf ball that I have, the yellow and red Srixon. So strange. I'm kind of walking upstream. There's a part of me that wants to stay down here to see how badly this floods when it rains. Because, let's see, yeah. The last time it rained, there was water this high. My God, that is a lot of water. That is a lot of water. All the plants right here, all the little trees and the ivy that grows on the ground, they're covered with dirt. Dirt that was on the bottom of the creek. So you might be thinking, Tobe, you might want to get out of there before you get swept away, because this would be a bad place to be caught in a flash flood, because there's a lot of trees down there and you'd eventually have your head smacked into the culvert, the concrete culvert. Oh, and look what we have right here. A yellow golf ball. I'm picking it up. And I kind of have to keep this one. I've never seen a golf ball like this. The brand name is Chaos. Yes, can you believe it? Chaos brand golf balls. It's a Chaos number 2. Oh, it's made by Wilson. There's a small, tiny little Wilson logo. You know what? I think I am going to keep this just because I think it's funny that there's a golf ball brand called Chaos. Is that what you want in your golf balls? You want chaos? You want to hit them and you just want them to go anywhere? Oh, it's chaos! That sort of doesn't make any sense. Sort of doesn't make a lot of sense. And something else that doesn't make sense is, how am I going to get out of here? If it's raining hard and the slope gets too muddy for me to climb out, I'm going to be stuck down here. Huh. Tobe continues to make intelligent decisions as he continues walking upstream. Because he wants to see what a flash flood looks like down here. You know, standing in the middle of the river, in the riverbed, might be a bad place to be standing if you want to watch a flash flood. Yeah. See, this is from the last time it rained. All these logs that were upstream got washed down to here. That's the other dangerous thing about this place is there's a lot of logs. And once these logs start floating, if you get hit by them, it's bad news. Is there a mati den up there? Is that where that mati den is? Yeah, there's a mati den up there, but I don't see any matis. All right, I'm really starting to get very severely rained on. It's getting damp. Actually, I'm past damp. And I'm now officially wet. So, I'm thinking that... Hey, there's a little mushroom. Hey, little mushroom buddy. What kind of mushroom dude is this? I don't know. It's a little brown mushroom. Yeah. Keep going, Tobe. We should probably leave the danger area. Oh, but I was just starting to have fun. I don't want to leave the danger area. Oh my God, there's another yellow golf ball up here. How did I not see this one? Don't pick it up, Tobe. You don't need any more yellow damn golf balls. He picks it up anyway. It's yellow Titleist number 1 with red numbers. It's kind of muddy. I'm going to put it in my pocket anyway. I don't know why, because last night all I could think about was culling the collection. We need to cull the golf balls. We need to get rid of some of my golf balls, even the colored ones, because I've got way too many. I don't have an official count, but colored golf balls alone, there's at least 80, and they're mostly yellow and pink. So I'm thinking about packaging them up and putting price tags on them and come down here to the golf course. Sell golf balls. I put all the Bridgestones together last night thinking, you know, we could just sell a bag of Bridgestones. All right. Oh, and I have noticed that I have finally completed a Red Callaway set. I have Red Callaways 1 through 4. I'm really close to having a full set of Pink Callaways. And now I'm working my way up the slippery, slippery slope. And I think I'm going to be good, because it's not too wet yet. I mean, it's not shiny wet. It's just starting to get damp wet. That was a small slip, but I'm good. Okay, I'm back up at the top. I'm looking for marmots over there in the marmot area. I don't see any mutties. What was that sound? What was that sound? I thought I heard something crashing through the leaves, but maybe I didn't. Maybe it was just raindrops. Because I'm out in the rain, and now I am looking for marmots. And I don't see any. Vaguely disappointed. All right, it's really starting to come down, and I've got to leave the canopy. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to stand here. It's getting a little heavier. I'm going to stand under some thicker canopy here. And I'm just going to wait for marmots to come out of that hole over there on the other side of the ravine. As you enter the creek here, you sort of go parallel to a ravine that feeds into the creek. What street is that? Is that Sprague Street? No, I don't know. But this is where water comes in. There's some, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Storm drain boxes in the street up there. And so this is one of the feeders for the creek. Good Lord, it is starting to come down now. It's a deluge. And so after the deluge, me? Wait, what am I going to do? I don't know. It's raining. How am I going to get back to my car? Yeah, there's no getting around it. I'm going to get absolutely soaked today. Didn't see that coming. Hey. Look at all these damn strawberries at my feet. I'm standing in a patch of wild strawberries. And they are just going to love this rain. A couple of these strawberries have had little bites taken them out of them. And I do know that there's a baby bunny that likes to live around here somewhere. And there's, of course, the motts. And the baby motts right over there. Maybe they're all eating yummy strawberries. That's what they're probably doing. All right, well, so this is the first day that we went down to the creek in the last week and or 10 days where we haven't actually seen any owls. I am vaguely disappointed, but the fact that I have found two green golf balls makes me feel a lot better. I'll trade not seeing any owls today for some green golf balls. Maybe I'll come back down here tonight so I can listen to some owls talking and saying interesting things to each other. Like, you've been listening to the Dubious Tobe Looks for Owls Committee, a show that finds golf balls instead every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm trapped in the forest getting rained on, but if I go out of the forest, I'll get even more rained on, so I don't know. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.